Hello, hello. How are you guys doing? I hope you're all having an amazing day, night, whatever it may be for you. For me, it is nighttime, as always. That is like the only time I ever record. What's new? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that it is September already. Like, where is the time flying? I can't believe that this year is almost done. Well, not really. We still have a few months left, but like, I just feel like time is literally flying by, and I'm not feeling it. I'm like so shocked. Like, what? Anyways, this month actually means a lot to me because it is my birth month. Yes, I was born in September 3 to be precise. I am a Virgo. Yes, I think Virgos are the best. Not biased, sorry, but if any of you are Virgos and your birthday is in this month as well, happy birthday to you. Looks like we have something in common, so that's really exciting. I don't know if I'm going to post this ramble before or after my birthday, seeing as it is still the beginning of September, so if I post it before my birthday, then cool. If I post it after, then cool. I'm actually planning to go to Disney for my birthday. I'm so excited. I love Disney. You guys know this. I always talk about Disney with you. I feel like I mention Disney in every single ramble. I swear I feel like I do. Give me 1 second. Okay, sorry, my cat was literally clawing at my door. I think he wants my attention. But yeah, so that is why I love September so much. And also because I feel like it's honestly the best time of the year, not because it's my birth month, but because I love the weather in September. It's like right when summer is ending and fall is nearing, and the weather's crisp, the sky is beautiful, it's blue. I mean, I don't know, because I feel like the weather is so crazy everywhere right now. I swear, just last week we had a tornado where I live, like a super, super bad tornado. We had a really bad hurricane as well, lots of flooding. It was definitely very scary. But thankfully, I mean, I was fine. Our house was fine, thankfully. Very, very thankful for that. But I know that a lot of people had it a lot worse. I mean, there were trees everywhere. And where I live, we have a lot of trees. I live in a state that is full of trees and nature. So there were a lot of trees and branches on the ground, a lot of water. The freaking highways were flooded. It was so scary, you guys. And it's just crazy to think about how the weather is like this everywhere. I know there's a hurricane that is, they're predicting a hurricane in Florida. So yeah, I don't know. Super scary times everywhere in the world right now. I hope you guys are being so safe, and I hope that the weather isn't so bad for you. Definitely let me know if I'm the only one struggling, because I feel like the weather this year has been so insane, and it's been so unpredictable. I mean, we barely even had summer where I live. The weather didn't get too hot. This week is pretty hot, actually, but that is like the hottest we've gotten this whole summer, and I feel like I haven't really had a chance to enjoy it much because it's been raining a lot. And yeah, I feel like definitely climate change is crazy, and I feel like Mother Nature is not happy. Also, I'm sure you guys have heard of the Maui wildfires that happened. That is so heartbreaking to me because I think Hawaii is so beautiful, and everything about Hawaii is so beautiful, and I respect it tremendously. And to see what happened to it, it was very shocking. Very unexpected as well, and I just hope that everyone's okay over there. It's so sad to see what is happening. I feel like lots of things are happening in the world, but I'm not going to talk about them right now because this is supposed to be a fun audio and I don't want to talk about anything negative. So let's move on from that. I know I usually mention movies in every single ramble, but believe it or not, I have not had a chance to go to the movies this month or last month in August. I have not been to the movies in a while, and I truly miss the theater. I feel like I'm missing a part of me right now. I need like a big bucket. I need a big bucket of butter popcorn, a Sprite, and a hot dog. Because I don't know about you guys, but the theater I go to, they sell hot dogs. And they also have, like, pizza and cheese fries and all these cool things. And they even have, like, a bar over there. It's so cool. But usually whenever I go and I'm hungry, I get a freaking hot dog. And the hot dogs are so good. Oh, and actually, I've recently been doing intermittent fasting. So I basically stop eating after 8 o'clock. I'm doing the 16/8 method. If you don't know what that is, basically you fast for 16 hours and you eat for 8 hours. So you have an 8-hour eating window. And I eat from 12 to 8. So it is currently 11. I stopped eating at 8, but low-key, I'm craving a snack right now, and that is really bad. I should not be craving food. I shouldn't. Last year, I was very, very consistent with my fasting, and I actually realized that it had a lot of benefits behind it. I felt like my health was really good, and personally, I feel really good when I eat healthy and I take care of my body and stuff. But for a while, I actually stopped doing it. And then up until recently, I was like, you know what? I need to fast again. I feel like I was the happiest when I did that. So now I'm doing it again and I feel like I'm in my elements. And I also go to the gym like 4 days a week. Or I try to go 4 days a week. It's kind of hard because I have a lot of things going on in my life, so I don't really have much time to go to the gym, especially in the summer when the weather is so nice and pretty out. I'm like, I'd rather be shopping right now than be at the gym doing leg day. But, you know, sometimes the grind, you can't stop the grind, so you have to just go no matter what. Personally, I really like it. I like knowing that I'm taking care of my body, because taking care of my body just makes me feel good mentally, and to me, that is, like, really important to feel good mentally, especially because I'm someone that really does believe in self-care. I love self-care, and I love taking care of myself, which is why I go to the gym, and I do, like, a lot of things. I've also been trying to, like, walk in the morning, but, like, I have accepted that I'm simply not a morning walk type of person. I'm not. I just can't see myself waking up in the morning going for a walk. I've tried it. I can't do it. And I also feel like there's a lot of perverts. Every time I walk outside, I feel unsafe. I feel like there's like a million eyes on me. And I swear to God, guys are unhinged over here. I don't know if it's over here, but it's mostly men, like older men. They like a honk all the time and they make me feel so uncomfortable. Like, I just want to work out. Can you leave me alone? So annoying. But yeah, safe to say I'm definitely not a morning walk type of person, but I'll most likely be walking like in the evenings or something. I feel like that is the better time to walk. And personally, I prefer walking outside and seeing nature rather than on the treadmill, because I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the treadmill is so depressing. I'm like, I get so bored in the treadmill. Like, someone please get me off this freaking machine. Oh, and speaking of treadmills, I have to tell you guys a super funny story. Well, it's actually not funny, it's stupid. Like, I don't know why I did this. I don't know what I was thinking, but when I was, how old was I when this happened? I was like, I want to say 19 or 18. No, I think I was younger. 17? I don't know. It was a while back. I don't quite remember. You know, I think it was like 15. I don't know. But all I remember is being on the treadmill. And we had like a treadmill in our house. I would go on it every single day. I was so consistent. I loved being on the treadmill. It was like my favorite thing to do. I would do it for 30 minutes every single day. And I would never run on it. I would like jog, if that makes sense. I would sprint, but I wouldn't like run, you know? So one day I was feeling spontaneous, and usually I don't go speed higher than 4. Like, 4 is my max. Unless I really want to go hardcore, I can do 6. That I can do that. But back then, we had an option to do speed up to 12. So my dumbass, I chose the 12 speed, and I thought I could do it. I thought it was Sonic, I think. I swear, I felt like I had superpowers. I don't know what I was thinking, but I put it on 12. And I started running, and I couldn't for the life of me catch up. I It was so bad. It was so freaking bad. And I'm so surprised that I didn't hurt myself worse than I actually did. But I fell like backwards. I literally slipped off the treadmill. But because I didn't want to fall on my face, I tried to like fall on my side. And I fell on my thigh, on like the side of my thigh. And I got a really, 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 really bad bruise. Oh my God, that was like the worst bruise I've ever gotten in my life. It was so big, you guys. And the whole thing became like a rock, like it scabbed. It was so scary and terrifying. And somehow it didn't scar. Thankfully, I didn't get a scar from it. But I'm so surprised because I was so convinced I would get a scar. But it took about 2 weeks and I healed just fine. But to this day, I'm still traumatized when I think about treadmills. I'm like, I can't run on the treadmill because I'm traumatized. PTSD, I just can't do it. I'm always reminded of the time when I was an idiot and I used 12 speed and I thought I could do it. Oh my God, I still remember how mad my mom was. She was so angry at me, scolding me the whole time. Like, what were you thinking? Why would you do that? And I don't know, it was like one of those moments that were so embarrassing to me that I don't like to talk about it. Like, when you imagine someone falling off the treadmill, you can't help but laugh. It's funny. And I feel like no one wants to go through it. And I'm so glad that I went through it at home and no one saw it other than me. No one witnessed it. But my sister heard it when it happened and she was like, oh my God, what is that sound? And then she found out it was me falling on the floor and she cracked up. And she still laughs at me about it. But yeah, I think that's one of my most humiliating stories, to be honest. Thankfully, no one else saw, so I'm grateful for that. If it would have happened at the gym, I would have simply wanted to, like, disappear off the planet, because that's so embarrassing. But yeah, I just thought I'd let you guys know about a stupid time in my life when I thought I could outrun Sonic. I don't know, but it was just funny. I'm trying to think of other stories that happened to me, but I'm drawing a blank right now. Talking about treadmills made me remember that story, so I hope you guys had a little laugh. But yeah, safe to say, treadmills are not my best friends, but they've definitely helped me get better at walking. Like, I can go hours and hours and hours, and I can walk just fine, and I wouldn't get tired because I'm so used to it. And personally, I love cardio. I like sweating off cardio, if that makes sense. I love it. I love the adrenaline rush that it gives me. So I know a lot of people hate cardio, but personally, I like it. Most people prefer weightlifting over it. I'm more of a cardio type of person. I'm not a huge fan of weightlifting, if I'm being honest. Can't say I weightlift a lot, but definitely try to incorporate it. You guys know what word I'm thinking of. Yeah, I try to do it as much as I can. English is my second language, so please bear with me. But yeah, this is your sign to go to the gym if you're not. And if you can't afford to go to the gym or you don't like going to the gym, just try to like go for walks or keep yourself active in some way. I promise it'll make you feel so good about yourself. Even if it's something as simple as doing like yoga in your room or something, I don't know, anything helps, I promise. Moving on from the gym, because I don't want to talk about the gym anymore. I'm like, I need a break. What else should I talk about with you? What's been new, guys? What's been new? Oh yeah, I wanted to ask you guys if you prefer having like music in the background of rambles, if you want me to like add some kind of music in the background as I talk. I don't know, I feel like some people like that, so let me know if you like them, if you prefer them like this or with an audio in the background, like music or something. And I'll be sure to do whatever you guys want. Also, another thing I wanted to talk about is that a lot of you have actually pointed out that you think I sound a lot less congested after my surgery. To whoever's new here, and if you don't know, I recently got surgery done because I hurt my nose really badly. So I got like rhinoplasty done, but it was mostly like medical-ish, if that makes sense, to fix like my breathing issues. And I've been breathing so good, you guys, and like, I look great. I look amazing. I love my new nose. Guilty. I love it. Not that I didn't love it before. Obviously, I did. I loved myself either way, but I'm just happy because obviously doing surgery is like so nerve-wracking because you're wondering like, how am I going to look like after? But thankfully, I still look the same. I don't look different. Just my breathing improved, and that's all that matters to me. And a lot of you have pointed out that I sound better after, so I don't know. What do you guys think? I know that a lot of my older audios, you can definitely tell that I was a little more congested in them. And a lot of people point out, I still get comments to this day on my YouTube videos telling me that I sound sick. And like most of the time I wasn't sick. I mean, I did have spring allergies. I suffer from those pretty badly. And sometimes my cat gives me a reaction as well. But generally, I try to record whenever I'm not sick. And I would just put out audios and people would be like, oh my gosh, you sound so sick. And I'm like, I'm not sick. But then I get offended. I'm like, do I sound sick all the time? I don't want to sound sick. Like, I don't want people to think that I have Ebola or something. I don't know. But yeah, a lot of you pointed out that I sound good now. So to those of you that have noticed, thank you so much. That actually means a lot to me. I'm glad that you still think my voice sounds good. Yeah, you know who you are. Anyways, what else should I talk about? I keep getting messages. I don't know if you guys can hear them. If you can, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm trying to stop them, but people decide to text me when I'm recording. Yeah. So I know there was something else I wanted to talk about. By the way, I'm literally like rubbing my eye vigorously right now. It's itching me so much. Oh my god. Do you guys ever get like a random itch in your eye and then you itch it and then your eye starts to like water afterwards and then your eye gets red? Because that's what's happening to me right now. Somehow it feels so good when you rub it though. That sounded really bad. You know what I mean. I'm talking about an eye, not something else. Get your head out of the gutter. Oh yeah. Have you guys tried the new Starbucks fall drinks? I know that a lot of you are not fans of Starbucks, but I also know that a lot of you are fans of Starbucks. So let me know if you guys have tried any of their new drinks. If you haven't, then I highly recommend the pumpkin chai latte. It's so good. And I also recommend the, what is it called? That was my phone. Anyways, I have to remember to lower the volume in that. Otherwise, you guys are going to like think there's a bomb in your house or something. That was so loud. I think it woke up my sister. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the Starbucks drinks. Oh my god, I'm so clumsy, guys. I swear, I've hurt my phone so many times already. It hates me. I'm sorry, phone. Anyways, because I'm trying to look up the drink for you guys, because I forgot the name. I have such, like, goldfish memory. It's so crazy. But okay, it's called, where is it? So yeah, definitely try the pumpkin cream chai tea latte. It is so good. And also try the apple crisp macchiato as well as the apple crisp shaken espresso. Those two are so good, you guys. You're gonna thank me, I promise. And if you haven't tried my go-to drink already, it is the iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso. Get it with pumpkin cream cold foam and you guys are gonna taste heaven on your tongue. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even being dramatic. It's so freaking good, you guys. I promise. I made my mom try it yesterday, and she was so in love. She's already looking forward to getting another one tomorrow, so definitely we'll be getting another one with her. I also would like to give a shout-out to Starbucks for taking all of my money. Screw you, Starbucks. Stop making good drinks. Oh my god. Like, I swear. Starbucks is like an addiction to me. I can't stop it. And honestly, I used to be a Starbucks hater back in the day, like when I was in high school. I would always say, oh my gosh, people are so dramatic. Like, they talk about Starbucks so much. I'm like, Starbucks is so overrated. I don't know why people drink it. It is so expensive. And I still stand by that. I still think their drinks are so expensive. Like, come on, you shouldn't be paying $7 for a freaking drink. But regardless of that, now that I have tried like a lot of their drinks, I honestly can't live without it. I hate that I did this to myself and I'm now addicted to it, but trust me, when you guys try those drinks that I just recommended, you're gonna know why I feel that way. But I can definitely understand why people wouldn't want to pay that much for a freaking drink. Trust me, I get it. Sometimes it hurts my heart to pay that much for a drink myself, but it's like the only place that I get my drinks from, so I'll make an exception. Because usually I make my coffee at home and I like to make drinks at home, drink wine or something like that, you know? But the only place I get my coffee from is Starbucks. We do have Tim Hortons here where I live, but I feel like if you're from Canada, you know what Tim Hortons is. Like, you have it everywhere. We have it in my state as well. I don't like Tim Hortons. I don't know if it's just here where I live. They don't make it good, but usually their breakfast is so good over there. Also, the breakfast at Starbucks is amazing as well. So if you haven't tried the breakfast muffin sandwiches, like the English muffin sandwiches with like bacon and stuff, you guys are gonna thank me. I promise. I have good taste. You guys should trust me. But yeah, so excited for fall. I actually cannot wait. I'm already buying like Halloween pajamas, and I bought like this super cool sparkly ghost face mask, even though I'm not a fan of ghost face. Okay, that's a lie. I like ghost face. I like the mask, but I don't like the movies. Okay, all right, before you guys come for me, one thing I like about the movie is they're so interesting. I'm always so intrigued. I want to know who Ghostface is. I want to know who's the killer, who's behind the mask. I will agree that they do such a good job with fooling me. But the killing, I just can't get over, like, the gore. And you guys know I don't like gore. So whenever I watch Scream, and usually I watch it because my friends force me to, I literally close my eyes the whole time. And I only open my eyes when, like, there's no killing happening. But for some reason, I really like the mask itself. I think it's so cool. So when I saw that they had it in Spirit Halloween, I was so obsessed. I thought, oh my gosh, I need this. I don't know why, but I need it. It's so cool. It's all like sparkly and glittery. And you guys know I'm a sucker for anything girly. And I thought it was just so pretty. I could not get it. But yeah, I don't know. I like it. That's all I can say. I'm so excited for Halloween. I've just been buying like a bunch of Halloween things, like Halloween scented candles, pumpkin stuff, cute little decor. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I cave in, but yeah, if you guys haven't been getting fall stuff, then you need to at least get one thing, maybe like pajamas, because they're so cool and cozy and cute. And I'm also so excited for Christmas. I know that Christmas is like still far away, but I love Christmas and I love the vibe from Christmas. Everything about it is so nice. And I can't wait to watch Home Alone again. I'm so excited for that. If you guys are in my Discord server, I know that I don't really talk in there a lot, but I am planning to do like a movie night in there eventually so I can watch something with you guys, because I want to watch a movie with you guys in some way, and I feel like the only way I can do that is Discord. So let me know if that's something you guys are interested in, if you would like to see. And I would definitely think about it and talk to you guys about it some more. And we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be super fun. And I'm also excited for all the Halloween audios. I definitely will be making a lot of vampire audios. If that's something you guys like, let me know. Personally, I love vampire audios. I think they're so cool, but that's just because I like vampires. Do you guys think vampires exist? Personally, I don't think they exist. I don't believe in vampires at all, and I never ever believed in them, but I think anything is possible. I think anything is possible. I'm not like, I respect everyone's opinion. So if someone were to tell me I think vampires exist, I'd be like, you might be right. Maybe they do exist. You never know. But that's also how I feel about like aliens and stuff like that. I don't know if they exist, but I'm not opposed to the idea of them existing. I feel like they could. I don't believe that we're the only, like, humans and only species in this entire universe. So I wouldn't be surprised. And same with, like, mermaids and stuff. I love talking about this stuff. I think mermaids could definitely exist. That would be so cool if they actually existed. Oh my gosh. But I know they wouldn't be pretty or friendly. And I feel like they would be more like a fish. They would just want to eat you. Like a shark, almost. I don't know. It's just so fun to talk about this stuff. And when I was little, I used to think that unicorns existed. I wish they do. I think unicorns are so pretty. And they just give me, like, such a magical vibe. I can't explain it. I love unicorns. But that just might be because of that one Barbie movie, if you guys know what I'm talking about. She has, like, her sister, who's a horse. She's, like, a pony, a flying pony. Did I just say pony? A unicorn. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said pony. I'm thinking of My Little Pony. Her sister is a unicorn. She's, like, a flying horse. She's, like, cursed and whatever. Yeah. You know what? I gotta find the name of it. So you guys can know what I'm talking about. Okay, I can't believe I forgot the name of this movie, but it is Barbie and the Magic of Pegasus. And when I was a little girl, this was one of my favorite Barbie movies of all time. I even had the actual Pegasus as a little kid. And I just realized that I called a Pegasus a unicorn, so I am an idiot. I don't know why I thought of a unicorn, but she's not a unicorn. She's a Pegasus. She is cursed to be a Pegasus. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But she does have, like, a horn in the middle, so she does look like a unicorn. Does she have a horn? No, she doesn't. I'm imagining things. Okay, never mind. I just keep embarrassing myself. Anyways, that never happens. I just realized this whole ramble is basically me just making an idiot of myself, so I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope that at least you got a little laugh out of it. Oh my gosh, I feel like this is the longest ramble I've ever made. 27 minutes, wow. Didn't even realize the time, but anyways, I love you guys so much, and I just want to thank you for tuning into all of my rambles, every single one of them. You guys make me feel so special, and it means a lot to know that a lot of you listen to them and you actually care, and I know that I get a lot of messages from you guys responding to them. Please don't be afraid to comment. I love seeing your comments as well. I know that plenty of you are shy, which is totally okay, but just know that I appreciate every single comment and message I receive, and I see all of them as well. Oh yeah, almost forgot. If you've made it this far into the ramble, do we have a unicorn emoji? Let me see. Unicorn. We do have a unicorn. Okay, so because we've talked about unicorns, I think it's only fair that we comment a unicorn emoji. Definitely not a Pegasus, because clearly I forgot those are even a thing. But yeah, so please comment a unicorn emoji, and I will see you guys in my next ramble. I love you. Bye.